Hey, it's Editor Alex coming at you. Almost a week after we recorded this episode, we all got really sick, and then with all the getting ready to go down to see Benji at Midwest Adventure Outfitters and everything we had going on, podcast just kind of fell to the wayside a little bit. We won't be doing that to you guys again. So for all six of you that care, here is last week's episode, a whole week late. We'll be getting back to our regular schedule starting this week.
Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. It's just me and Mark today. Gavin's sick. He's got the old pneumonia.
Yeah, hopefully he feels better.
I hope he feels better. He's going to hear this too.
Yeah.
We're going to Mayo.
Yep, Mayo. First time in Missouri. It'll be fun.
Yeah, on the way home, we're going to swing by and check out the arch.
Yep.
It'll be good. For anyone who doesn't know, it's already, I mean, I guess you could show up and get tickets because I guess he's doing that. But our buddy Benji from Newfound Overland is opening a new shop. It's going to be an open house Saturday from noon to 3, I think he said, or noon to 5, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then we're going to have a little bit of a – calls it a trail ride and then clarified that it's not really a trail ride. It's a gravel road from his shop to a campground. And then we're going to do like a little Friendsgiving, bring a dish. There'll be turkey. And then live music. I mean, it'll be a party.
Yep.
So we're going to drive the old 4Runner down there without any cruise control or any of those fancy braking assists or the stuff that people expect from a modern car.
At night, by the way, at night.
Oh, this is gonna be we're leaving at like 8 at night.
We kind of, I think most of us have used up our vacation time this year, so we're kind of nipping at the bit just to get to do this weekend without any issues of work.
Yeah, I got 2 days left, so if we have to miss Monday, my boss would be very upset with me, but I could do it.
I'm out of any time. I mean, I might have sick time, but I don't feel like playing that card right now.
Yeah, I don't even know if you'd had sick time, man. You're always sick.
Yeah. It's a time of year, sinuses.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what's going on this weekend. I did quite a bit of work getting ready for that. I'll kind of let... So, for anyone who doesn't know, I've been building out a pack-out system, a Milwaukee pack-out. I'm bypassing the idea of doing drawers because what I'd like to do is have multiple different loadouts that all I have to do is grab a box, click it into the system, and go. Something that can cover a day trip, a three-day trip, seasonal, whatever. Right now, I've got a cooler on a pack-out slider. Well, a pack-out cooler on a pack-out slider. And I've got the kitchen that me and Mark made, which we'll get into that in a little bit. That's pretty cool. So well. The kitchen will actually end up staying in Mark's truck long-term because, third gen 4Runner, there's no space.
Yeah.
And then I've got a Packout XL that stores all my tools. And all the mounts to go with it to hold them in the truck. They make a little noise, not as much as I thought they would, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
I got quite a few packouts going. I've moved my battery from under the hood to a packout in the back, and then I put a new steering wheel on, fancy new carbon fiber with gold flex steering wheel. It eliminated my... I'm sorry, everybody. My dogs are obnoxious. It eliminated my cruise control, sadly, but my cruise control didn't work anyway, so who needs it?
Yeah.
It eliminated my clock spring, so my blinkers don't reset on their own anymore. that sucks.
Yeah.
And now I've got an airbag light on, but man, does it look sick.
It does.
I know it's not your style, but man, does it look sick.
Hey, like I said, I've never seen real carbon fiber. I've always seen the imitation stuff. So it was always like, I don't like the looks of it. And of course, it's all the imitation stuff. So I was never a big fan of how it looked. But after seeing real carbon fiber, it looks really good.
Yeah, I also don't like imitation carbon fiber. It always looks cheesy, like a sticker, every time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I will say the steering wheel was kind of dumb. I didn't want to buy a new OEM steering wheel because they're like $300. Mine was really torn and was just falling apart on me. Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, if I get this carbon fiber wheel, I can save some money. Well, little did I know, it was going to cost me about that much money to get the carbon fiber one to work in my truck.
Yeah.
It looks sick.
It does look sick.
It'll look way better when I get the racing seats in.
Yeah, it would.
Just slowly replace all that old Toyota interior that's crumbling around me with nice aftermarket stuff.
Hey, at least you're fitting your Ricer aesthetics now.
Yeah, you know, I got to fit with that sticker bomb, man. I got to do it. Yeah, no, it'll be a good trip. The Packout mounts are they're pretty slick. I got those from Off-Road Anonymous. I mean, mm-hmm. They're just a sheet of metal that's been laser cut, so I guess there's not much to talk about there.
No.
But things click in nice. Things stay put where they need to be. And I think for the third-gen platform, you know, we don't have a lot of space to begin with without removing our seats, but I need my seats.
Yeah.
For the third gen platform, I think this is the best way I've found to make use of space. You can build out some complicated drawer system. It's going to end up costing about the same, but then you lose the ability to just remove individual boxes as you want to or need to.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I'm not a huge fan of having a kitchen integrated into the truck. I get the appeal, but half the time I don't want to cook at my truck. I want to cook in front of the campfire. I want to cook, you know, where everyone's hanging out. So having a kitchen, kind of like the one we just built, and we'll get into that now.
Yeah.
Having a kitchen that is removable but can still be used in the truck when necessary, that was really important to me. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up coming up with, it's what, a 2-drawer pack out and a 3-drawer pack out.
Yep.
So the 3-drawer is a little bit smaller. The 2 drawers are bigger and everything just kind of fits in there. We've got place for plates. We got place for utensils. We got places for bowls, cups,
mm-hmm.
an entire drawer for coffee.
Yep.
And then we picked up a fire maple.
Fire maple, yep, fire maple.
We picked up a fire maple isobutane water boiler and yep. a burner for it so we can use it as a grill. So, I mean, for individual to two-person trips, it's kind of ideal set up that way. Eventually, we plan on picking up a clamshell stove, kind of like the Jetboil
Genesis cam?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a Jetboil Genesis.
Yes, Jetboil Genesis. That actually sounds right now.
So eventually we'll get something along those lines. Probably not a Jetboil because we're broke boys.
Yeah. We spent a lot of money putting this, just the Packout kitchen together.
So I was adding it up. I've got like $1,100 of Packouts in the back of my truck right now.
Yeah.
That is wild. But, you know, if I compare that to, say, a drawer system, are usually like $1,100. And then I'm tied to the truck. I can't just pull them out when I want.
No.
You know, with this kitchen we built, it's the two drawer systems, and then we've got tabletops that flip up on either side, and then there's one on the top. So it gives a decent sized counter, looks like a giant T.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to put pictures for chapter.
Yeah, you have to put some pictures of all your packouts in the back there.
And we're also going to pick up a normal size packout.
Yep.
Because we need those drawers to be off the ground just like 5 inches. 5 to 6 inches would be perfect.
Yep.
Just put it that perfect height for cooking on top of that fire maple.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's the idea of using packouts kind of formed when I needed a way to store my battery while keeping it somewhat waterproof.
Yep.
And having it stay in place in the back of my truck. Because I like to go underwater and I like to, be at extreme angles. And that's just, it's not ideal when I've got a crappy third gen battery hold down, trying to hold down a battery.
Yeah. That was there a fun time.
So there were what, 3 or 4 times that battery fell down on my fan?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, especially when you totally forget about putting the bungee cord on.
Yep. I don't know what Toyota was thinking, because underneath that battery, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, no support whatsoever.
Oh, no, none.
It's a rounded tire cover or inner wheel well, and then they put this tiny little thin piece of flexible plastic underneath it. And then you just kind of wedge the battery between the front grill and the inner fender well.
Yeah.
And no one puts their battery hold down back on. I've got 2 third gens in my yard. Well, technically 3 third gens in my yard right now.
Yeah.
All three of them have bungee cords to hold the battery down.
I would say you technically have 2.5. Well, I mean, I would say 2.5, but
all of the crawler is in the yard.
True, it's, you're not wrong. Just
not put together.
Yeah, so I guess it's still 3.
Yeah, that poor old crawler, man.
Mm-hmm.
But so I mean, that's what started this whole thing, and then we got looking at it, and they've got a pack out for every situation. They've got pack outs with drawers. They've got pack outs with organized tools. They've got a pack out med kit.
Yep,
you name it, you can probably find it for pack out. And the pack out community is really big. There's all these 3D printed stuff you can buy for it. And
yep.
I know you don't see pack outs on overland rigs a lot.
No, and I can think of like 4 to 5 videos on YouTube that is people are off-grid camping / overlanding, and they have packouts, but it's still not that big yet.
And when you look at the price of a packout, you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. But then if you look for a comparable overland style box to put stuff in for the same size, you're looking at $300-$400 per box. Well, a packout's $150 tops, $170 for the drawers.
Yeah, depending on what you're looking at. I know Pelican's the one that most people go with, and they're expensive. And then you got their mounting solution, which is about as much for the Pelican case.
Or you just get a pack out that mostly has a mounting system built in. As long as you get one mount, you can mount multiples on top of it.
Yep.
I mean, it. Honestly, to me, it's ideal.
It is.
And I wouldn't go with Milwaukee's mount to put in your truck. Off-Road Anonymous makes a good one. There's a bunch of people printing them or cutting them out on Etsy.
Yeah.
I mean, the packout community is just massive. And there's so many little, I was going to say ding-dongs, but there really are ding-dongs you can get for the packout. Like, everything you can think of, I'm sure you can find someone who can make it.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of people out there.
I mean, there's middle fingers that mount into the pack out slot.
Yeah.
It just, to me, I don't, I could see it being something that in the next 2 to 3 years, the overland community is really going to start adopting.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you didn't like the drawers that came with your 4Runner when you first got them. I wasn't the biggest fan when we had to take them out because you didn't want them in for round when you're traveling to work and stuff. Didn't want it. I got it, but it was a pain to set up. I mean, yeah, it was homemade, so it was a little more bulky than some of the nicer ones out there, but
and even that one,
they're still bulky.
That one was well made.
No, it was.
You know, the only issue was that the sliding system that they've got that they had put on that was absolute fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
It would take almost my body weight. And I'm not a small guy. I'm 270 pounds. Like, I'm not little. And I was probably 300 pounds then.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take almost my body weight to open these drawers, especially if I had tools in them.
Yeah.
And I couldn't just tell my wife, yeah, go get what you need out of the truck, because she couldn't open the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, they took up, 10 to 12 inches of space from the floor up. Yeah. So there was nowhere to set stuff on top because it was already eating up half my cargo space.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the drawers are cool. If your truck is only going to be used for the purpose of overlanding, a drawer system makes sense.
Yep.
But if you're like me, I daily drive this thing. And I need to be able to store farm tools. I need to be able to store, fixing truck tools. I store all that stuff. And a drawer just doesn't work for me in that sense.
No. I mean, our thing is that we're going to make it where we can each individual, we can have this giant setup for each style of camping we want to do.
Yep.
We kind of done that previously with our giant military surplus containers. So,
but those required your truck.
Yes, those required my truck. We could at least fit one of them in yours at the time. But it was just so big and you didn't like it.
I had to fold down the back seats. Where do my dogs sit?
I forgot about that. I thought you were able to fit at least one barely in there, but I forgot your hatch was just right where you couldn't fit it.
Yeah, and if I had the drawers in, I couldn't fit it.
Yeah. And we had like three big containers. And
four.
No, we did do four. I forgot. Oh, I mean, four in total, but when we went camping, we had three in the back of the truck that first time.
And they were just, we'd get to wherever we were going. We had to take them out at every campsite.
Yep.
It was a pain.
It was convenient. It was really nice having all packed and watertight, but.
It was, when we did that first trip, from Keweenaw down into Wisconsin on the 7-hour plane crash tour, trail or whatever. Those containers were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They were perfect for that trip. We'd get to camp. We'd open up the one with our bedding and tents in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd pop up our tents, throw our bedding in, close that container. Then we would use that container to cook on. We'd open up the kitchen one, set it right next to it, pull out the stove. Everything was right there, ready to go, easy to use.
Yep.
But the longer that we used it, we were repacking each container for every single trip because every trip was different. Maybe it was just me and Mark going. Maybe it was me, Mark, and his brother going. Maybe it was me, Mark, his brother, and my wife.
Yep.
So every trip required different stuff that had to be in the containers. So I would spend a week packing these containers, getting ready to go on a trip.
Yes. With no help from me.
You were at work. How could I expect you to help?
Oh, I know.
It wasn't a bad solution. No. I just think that the packouts are going to be a much better solution. A lot more expensive. We had $100 into those four containers.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were inexpensive. We had to wash them and demilitarize them with all the brackets that were in them. That was way more than what we put in half the time.
It was so funny. We'd get we got these boxes and they're so heavy. And then we'd take the brackets out of the middle and they're like a quarter of the weight.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're moving away from that system and towards something a lot more modular.
Yes.
And, the ability to just like say the way it's set up right now, because you know, we're getting ready to go to Mayo. We're only taking one truck. So we've got one box, an XL that's filled to the top with tools. It's got every tool, almost every tool we should need on this trip.
Hey, it's Ed or Alex again. We definitely did end up having to buy tools for this trip. Should not have said that we had almost every tool we would need, because I definitely ended up having to buy some.
We've got a cooler, because obviously we need a cooler.
Yes.
And then we've got the kitchen. Now, 9 times out of 10, the kitchen's going to be in Mark's truck, not mine. But because we're only taking one truck and it's a modular system, we take out the excess that we don't need and we throw the kitchen in.
Yep.
And we could never have done that with the big totes.
No, we could never have done that with the big totes. Quite honestly, if we still had them and we didn't even think about the pack out system, we were going to try to figure out how in the world we were going to get our camping gear just for you and me without having a whole bunch of stuff spread all over your truck just for this trip.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the one argument I've heard, Gavin, is that the pack outs themselves take up space, and they do. But in my opinion, it's organized space, and there's something to be said about a space being organized over, you know, clutter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're going to maybe have a little bit of dead space, which is going to be some minor issue for someone out there. But at the same time, when you think of most systems, you're going to have a dead space somewhere that you just can't figure out what to use with.
And, I mean, again, you know, 9 times out of 10, we go camping, we find a campsite, we set up camp. We take everything out of the truck, and then we go find hard shit to crawl.
Yep, that's the other benefit of this, is that we don't have the added weight with us all the time. We can have it left at camp, yep. As long as we're doing that type of style, where we have base camp. We can have it all just sit there at camp, and we go wheeling in the local area.
But then if we do decide to do a true overland move every night trip, it can stay in the truck. It is added weight. Yep. So it can do either... You know, either route works without having to build multiple systems.
Yeah. Like I said, we've been through this. We think this is going to be a great system for you and me to work with. We'll love to introduce it more into the rest of our local group that we wheel with to see what they think. I know a couple of them have packouts, but I know a lot of times they, like I think Geo, right? Yeah, Geo.
Yep.
I know he mostly doing gardening, so I'm assuming the packouts he had was for gardening more than anything, because he works with his truck at work all the time.
Right.
But I'm sure he can probably do the same system like us. I just know that he has a lot of storage in his already.
Yeah, his truck has a boatload of storage. Yes. And it's a truck, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. I really think that the overland community, like I said, the next couple of years, we're going to see packouts really take off.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I think I showed you the video. There's like a, yeah, I know it's a Japanese video, but a lot of them have their vans fully decked out with these packouts. And so that's probably the extreme way of using packouts. But they just have so much storage from just doing that. And it's insane.
And, you know, even let's say a roof rack. So maybe instead of having to tie stuff down, you just put some pack out mounts and you just click your pack outs in.
Yep.
It just, you know, it really, and there's so many things. I mean, pack out has, I've got that water bottle where you can have pack out cup holders and it just twists into the cup holder. Like there's so much that can be done with a pack out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing, you know, there's our kitchen. There's people that have cut the top of a pack out and mounted a stove into it.
Like, yeah, that was insane.
There's some wild chuck boxes being built out of these pack outs, man.
Oh, yeah, there is. And like I said, it's still semi-new. A lot of these videos that I've seen are like a year to 2 years old or even less. So it's slowly getting introduced to people using it, at least on internet wise, you see people using them. I know there's tons of mounting solutions for Tacomas, as you know. Like, for instance, you got back seats mounting plates for the rear seats. I'm going to at least do one of them. I'm not going to do the whole thing because we declare that without ripping seats out, I can't put the bigger crates in. So we're just going to do one side and just do what I need in the cab at the time. And the rest is going to be in the bed of my truck. Going to get the same mounts. Actually, speaking of mounts, my mount came in today, my one plate.
Oh, I forgot I got you to order one.
Yes, you did. You are a bad influence.
I am such a good influence. So we'll have to get that centered in your truck so we can put the kitchen in there.
Yeah, it'll be next weekend, not this weekend. Sick.
Yeah, this weekend's a little busy. We're about to drive, 1,300 miles round trip.
Is that more than the 7-hour plane crash trail trip? I mean, down and back, yes, it probably would be more. But
I think our whole trip last time was about 1,200 miles.
Okay.
So we're going to be at about the same. That last trip was the farthest we've ever driven the 4Runner.
Yes.
And we have done so much maintenance on it since then.
Yes, a lot of maintenance, especially on the trip.
Okay, listen, my lower ball joints were good. Of course, we did those lower ball joints just before that trip, too.
Yes, we did.
Stupid Toyota. Yeah, I mean, sorry. I know last week we didn't put out a video. I was really sick. I had a really infected thumb that was giving me all sorts of secondary infections, and it sounds pathetic to say my thumb was infected and that's why we didn't record, but like I could not think. But anyways, guys, I know this is a short and sweet one. Hopefully we have more when we get back from Mayo, and hopefully Gavin's feeling better and he can come back on and spend some time with us.
Yep. I hope he feels better.
Catch you guys later.
Later.